We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Mila, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Yud Aleph. V'zeh v'atas l'cho shem k'hayoyim hazeh. Rav Nosson Zal was talking about at the end of the last paragraph about the word shem, name, and zikoroin, memory or remembrance, that they are one and the same. And we're tying all of this into the topic of Bris Mila. So Rav Nosson Zal quotes this pasuk in the Chumash, which we recite every day as before the Oz Yoshir, that you, Hashem, made a name for yourself like this day. This pasuk is part of the paragraph that precedes Oz Yoshir that we say in the morning, as part of the paragraph that begins with the fact that Hashem made a covenant with us. Shemedaber mi mitzvas milo shel Avram Avinu olav hashalom. That pasuk is actually referring to the bris milo of Avram Avinu. Shehoyo horishoin lanimoylim. He was the first one who was officially given the mitzvah of bris milo by Hashem. Sheoz kishenitztave b'mitzvah zois higdil Hashem shmoi. And we know the Torah tells us that when Hashem gave Avram Avinu this mitzvah of bris milo, that's when Hashem enlarged his name. Hashem added the hay to his name. As it says there, v'lo yikorei oid shimcho Avram, v'hoyo shimcho Avraham. You will no longer be called by the name Avram, but rather your name will be Avraham. And as we mention this every single day as part of the Psukei Dezimra, before the paragraph V'choro Yisimoy Abris, we say, Ato hu Hashem hu Elokim asher bochato bi Avram v'hoitzeisoy me'irkazdim v'samto shmoy Avraham V'choro Yisimoy Abris, and then we say, V'titein oisoy sumoifsim b'faroi, and then we say, V'atas l'cho Hashem k'ayoyim hazeh daiko. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki hayoyim hazeh ze bechinas hiskashrus uchlolius hazman bebechinas l'malam yazman. Because this day, this special day, is the day when time and above time come together. Zman and l'malam yazman come together. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, hayoyim hazeh nehiye salom. On this day, you were established as a nation. Hanemar le'inyin kiyum ha-Torah, which is, that pasuk is written about the Jewish people accepting and fulfilling the Torah. Shehu shmo dekutche barichu, the Torah is referred to as the name of Hashem. Kemo shedor shrabbi seinuzal, as the Gemara says, Bechol yoim yiyu beinecho kahadoshim keilu hayoim hazeh nechnasto imoy babris. The Gemara darshens on that pasuk, hayoim hazeh nehiye salom, on this day, you become a nation, that a Jew's attitude every single day that they're trying to serve Hashem and do the mitzvahs is that it's brand new, as if today is the first day that I'm starting my commitment with Hashem, that my covenant with Hashem has been established. Because through our study of Torah and through our tefillos, which glorify Hashem's name, each and every day, through this, by doing that, by studying Torah and performing mitzvahs on a given day, we're taking that day and plugging it into lemala min hazman, above time. Because we said we're looking at every day as if it's the first day. So there is, it's not today is my 350th day that I'm putting on tefillin, it's my first day. So I'm taking zman, I'm taking the 450 and folding it into the one. Vazai ze hayoim shehodam oimed boy, vahayoim shenitna boy atoira, vahayoim shenivra boy hoilam hakoil echod. And when one does this properly, then the day that I'm involved in right now, today, and the day that the Torah was given on Har Sinai, which is hayoim hazeh, that day of the covenant, and the day on which the world was created, all become one. They all merge together to become one. Bechinas, as the pasuk says about Moshiach, Ani hayoyim yiledeticha. I have given birth to you today. V'chol ze zoichin al yedei hagdolas shmo yisborach. And all of this is accomplished by elevating the name of Hashem, by glorifying Hashem, v'chasher yisboer oid l'kaman, as we're going to explain shortly. Remember, we got into this topic because we started discussing one of the highlights of a bris milah is giving a name to the child. And Rav Nosson Zal thereby got involved on the whole topic of name, how the name is the zecher, the zikoroin, and now he's going further into it, showing us that the Torah is the name of Hashem, and therefore our connection to Hashem is through the Torah and Tefillah, which are all Hagdolas Shmo Yisbarach, elevating the name of Hashem. And the more we accomplish that, the more we make one out of all the time. Today, the day of Matan Torah and the day of creation, we turn it all into oneness.